It's the Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, Kettlebell Hotspot, and of course my buds, Bud Light, Mick Ultra. Right now, heading back to the Ray Snell Sports Line, because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com. Welcome back to the show, Tom Knudsen with the Knudsen's Outdoor Report. Hey, Tom.
Doing, what's up, Mark?
Man, it's just been a nice, decent string of weather, and looking forward to another great weekend of weather this weekend. So
yeah, it's a little cloudy this morning, you know, mm-hmm. but hopefully that sun will peek out and get rolling on us, and the temperatures look like, you know, finally we're going to get a little more on the warmer side than the cooler side, and it looks like a perfect weekend to be out and about, and you know, get set up for you know, the big run for the last big weekend of the summer, you know, next weekend.
Yeah. I had a long day yesterday because we had our first football game that we were broadcasting, so I didn't have a chance to go home and do anything. And all day long, my wife is texting me pictures. Hey, down by the dock, look what I took a picture of. And there's like three bass fishing, swimming 3 feet from my dock. About an hour later, another picture of about 10 bass over in this area. So they're up in the shallows yesterday. I just didn't have a chance to go get them.
Well, yeah, we had some, you know, quite a bit of rain. So that water temperature, you know, not where it was.
And, right.
They're starting to get active. You know, there's a lot of food to be had on those shorelines right now.
We'll circle back to fishing here in just a second. But right now, let's talk about what's happening at Knudsen's. Started yesterday with the end-of-season preseason sale.
Yes, sir. Our annual end-of-season preseason sales going on started yesterday, and it was a great start to the sale. And I expect that we'll see. I don't know who's coming out this afternoon for the remote, but mm-hmm. We'll be talking to somebody from the stations this afternoon. And definitely, the sale's been a great start. A lot more merchandise in our hands this year versus last year, so that's helping a lot too. But there's, you know, almost everything in the store is on sale, including kayaks at 25%.
Wow.
You know, tackle boxes, you name it. I mean, just about everything in the store is on sale.
Well, I know I've had the conversation. I'll be out there at some point this weekend, either today or tomorrow. Definitely going to be out there. But I know for sure you're going to be spending time with Captain Steve today. He's going to be out there from 4 to 6 with your broadcast.
Okay, that's
today.
Who's coming out. Because I know that Scott's got some issues going on, so we'll see Steve this afternoon. Perfect.
Yep, he's looking forward to it. We've talked about it a few times, so he's looking forward to being out there with you guys too from 4 to 6 with the broadcast live from Knudsen. So yeah, big sale going on. Is the tent full, or is it what's going on there?
As far as what?
You have the tent outside.
Oh,
right?
The tent is absolutely full of summer stuff on sale. Life jackets, dock equipment, lake rakes. What else we got out there? Oh, all kinds of water shoes and tubes and stuff like that, and all that stuff's on sale.
All right, so check it out. The end-of-season preseason sale going on through what? Labor Day, is it?
Yep, going through the 5th. The Monday of Labor Day will be the last chance to get those sales.
But like we were talking last week, it's these first few days you really want to go before things kind of get a little picked over. If you want your pick, you go today or tomorrow, right?
You want to be here the first weekend to get your, you know, the first option. But you know what? We're setting pretty good.
Okay.
I'd be surprised if we're sold out of anything particular on the first weekend. But by the end on that Monday, there's not much left.
Right. The Jamie McKibben bow shoot is coming up this weekend. What can you tell our listeners about that, Tom?
Well, yep, the Jamie McKibben outdoor, second annual bow shoot is at the Jackson Outdoor Club this weekend. It's $15 a round, $5 of that goes to the targets. $10 is going to go to a fund. Shoepox is going to handle it, and it's going to go to a youth license situation. So what they're going to do is when kids come in to buy their licenses this fall, they're going to be able to help with whatever money's raised. They're going to use that to buy youth licenses at Shoebox.
That's cool. That's really awesome.
Yeah, something a little different. Last year the money went into the scholarship fund, but mm-hmm. Katina wanted to change it up a little bit, and so it's going to go to youth hunting licenses.
Okay. What do they go online to ShooPeck's site to get signed up for this then, or where do they go?
Nope, you go right out to the Jackson Outdoor Club, and they're going to shoot between 8 and 2.
Okay.
Even if you show up at 2 o'clock and you're paid at that point, then you'll still be able to finish the course.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of being out there with Scott last year. That's such a beautiful setting.
It's such a cool place.
All right, so just make sure that you show up out to the Jackson Outdoor Club for this weekend. That's, again, Sunday. What are the times on that time?
Sunday, 8 to 2.
8 to 2 on Sunday. All right.
Yep, $15 per person.
Well, we talked a little bit about fishing a little earlier. Some of the rains that have come in have kind of cooled off the waters a little bit, and they're a little bit more active right now. What are you hearing from around Jackson County, Tom?
Well, I think the bass have been really starting to pick up. Bluegills, we know, are out deeper.
Mm-hmm.
The cricket guys and the guys are just waiting for next weekend to be over, and you'll see those fall bluegill guys really start to take off here in the next couple weeks.
All right. Yeah, I did catch a crappie earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
That surprised me.
Yeah, absolutely. They're out there. Yeah, okay. you find one, you'll probably find many. Also, one of the guys that works here decided to do a little experiment with some of his newer technology that he has on his bass boat, and he went out to Farwell and got himself a limit of trout on Farwell.
Really? Wow.
He was able, and he said it was unbelievable, that new side-finding technology. He said it was no-brainer as to what he found with his he chose, instead of fishing for bass that day, he chose it. I'm going to go find those trout, and he sure as heck did.
I have not heard of that before.
Yep.
Has that been like a rumor and we finally have confirmation, or have people been catching trout out there before?
Oh, they've caught fish out there for years.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been stocked there for years.
Okay.
And the locals know exactly where and how to get them.
Uh-huh.
And so with some of the new technology that's out there in side finding, he was able to find their fancy secret super hole, because traditionally those fish kind of stay in the same spot. They don't ever really move, and you can go. The guys that know can go time and time again to get those fish.
And now he knows.
He knows where that hole is.
And I'm sure he's not going to share that with a lot of people.
I don't know. You might have to come in and pick his brain.
All right. Well, it'll either be today or tomorrow. I'll be out there doing that. So. All right, so what else is going on here today? But before we leave fishing, what's happening with Lake Erie?
I think we're starting to see them perch start to show up down there. That's the big hope. Fingers crossed that next couple weeks that we'll have a big perch run down there.
Okay.
And I think it's starting to kick in pretty good down there. So we'll know a little more probably next week.
Gotcha. And anything from Lake Michigan?
I hear that the lake had changed. Had flipped those winds a week or so ago, and they were actually the fish had made their way back over on this side because of the way the winds were.
Okay,
and they had a good week last week.
Right, I was talking with another buddy of mine who went out on Tuesday, and they ended up having a really good day out there. They launched from Ludington. No, they launched from Grand Haven, and they ended up having a really good day out on Lake Michigan.
There you go.
Yeah.
And they're out there, and those fish are going to start making their way into the river soon.
And it seems like we've been talking about this for a while as far as waterfowl season coming our way. And it's practically here. Thursday's the day.
Yep. The first hunting season of the year opens up on Thursday. Waterfowl season for early season goose will open up on Thursday, along with teal season will open up at the same time.
But in your humble host opinion here, you can't take too many geese.
You know? Well, I think you can, but there's a lot of them around still. It looks like they had a good hatch, even though we had some crazy cold weather in the middle of their nesting. But it looks like, again, we've got a good batch of birds.
I don't remember a year where I've seen as much as I've seen. There's been, I just feel like I've seen a lot this year.
Well, it all depends on each year is a little different.
Okay.
Where they decide to roost.
Yeah.
And especially when they lose their feathers, and depends on what lake, when they can't fly no more that they're at. So some years you get, it seems like a lot more than what it is. But that season opens up on Thursday, and we'll start hearing them. In the mornings you'll start hearing sunrise.
Now, I don't want to open a Knudsen's can of worms here on this, but. What are your feelings on the limits for the waterfowl? Are they where they should be for the state, or do you feel like they need to be adjusted?
I think that they're in a pretty good position. What are you going to do with more than what those limits are? You know, to start off with, I mean, it's five birds. That's a lot of meat.
That is a lot of meat.
Yeah. So if you're not using it, then my opinion, then why shoot that more than that? So. Definitely, I think that's where it needs to be. The issues, we just need to get more people to find different ways to cook them so that they can enjoy them. Mm-hmm. Tapio grinds them up into, he keeps the stuff that he'll bake and wrap and stuff like that, but then he also puts a lot of it into breakfast sausage, and it's really, really good.
Okay. I can't remember the last time I had goose, but it does sound good. All right, Tom. Anything else left untouched here today?
I think we got it all set. Sales, daily between now and September 5th or Labor Day. So we're here Monday through Saturday, 8 to 7, and Sundays, 8 to 6.
All right. We'll be out there real soon to see you, Tom. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
It's the Knutson's Outdoor Report right here on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.